When SANS and USANS data have been measured on the same sample, they can be fitted simultaneously to the same model using a simplified global fitting interface. The two data sets are plotted on the same graph, and you can see that the USANS data, shown in blue, is at a much lower scale, even though these are both on absolute scale, than the SANS data. The data sets don't overlap, and that's simply a consequence of the slit smearing of USANS data versus the pinhole smearing of SANS data. In this case, this is data from latex particles in D2O, so we'd like to fit this to a model of Schultz-distributed spheres. So the first thing we need to do is plot that model and do a preliminary fit for both of the data sets. So the first step is to plot the smeared Schultz sphere function, in this case for the USANS data set, and then append the model, and then adjust the coefficients to get it somewhat close. And in this case, we know the solvent is D2O. It's pretty close. We can hold the solvent fixed, the scattering length density of the sphere fixed, and let the fit proceed from there. Okay, so fit is very quick. It's a pretty good fit. The background value is negative, which is a bit unphysical. We can adjust that later. The background is typically not very important for USANS data. These values, we can make a copy of them by selecting them all and then either Control-C or Command-C to copy those, because these should be very good initial guesses for fitting the SANS data. So we can switch to the SANS data set. It's now asking us to plot the function because we have not plotted the smeared Schultz sphere model for the SANS data yet. We plot that model, append it, and then select the same range of coefficients and paste the coefficients in. You can move the legend out of the way and now see that in the SANS range, which is lower in magnitude than the USANS data set at high Q, the background is important, so we do need to add some amount of background in. And you can see that this these fitted values for the USANS data set are excellent agreement with the SANS data. So at this point we have very good initial guesses, and we would just like to finally refine these values for the total data set we have using all the data points that we have. With our preliminary fitting done, we're ready to start the global fitting. Since we're done with these fits, we can clear them from the graph to avoid some clutter. There's two ways to remove data from a graph that we don't want. The first is move to the trace and then control click or right click and select remove and whatever the name of that data is. The other way is through the graph menu. Second item is remove from graph. This allows you to select multiple items to remove from the graph. So now we have just the data plotted. We have both models' preliminary fits done with those, so we have good initial guesses. At this point, we can select from the SANS models menu, packages, and simple global fitting. This presents us with a simple interface to allow you to choose two data sets, a function, set up the coefficients, and then set up which of the coefficients are linked. The two data sets can be in either order. USANS or SANS can be either sets A or B. The function we want is smeared Schultz spheres, since both data sets are smeared, and then the coefficients must be the smeared coefficients. What this will do is it will select the coefficients that you have in whatever data set A is and copy those into coefficients A and B in the table below. At this point, we know these are good initial guesses, So in the table to the right with the checkboxes, we need to decide which parameter values are global and which values are local to an individual data set. And in fact, the volume fraction or the concentration of particles should be a global value. It should be the same for both data sets. But in fact, we'll leave it free to account for any differences in absolute scaling between the two. The values should end up being very close. If they're not, that indicates some sort of problem. The radius, the second parameter, is a global parameter. The polydispersity is global. The scattering length density of the sphere and the solvent are global, and they're things that we want to hold fixed. If they're global and held fixed for one set, say set A, they're implicitly held for set B as well. So whether set B is checked or not does not make a difference. The incoherent background is also a global parameter, and so we can leave that held at about 0.6 or leave it free to fit. Since for some models there can be many parameters, you might like to save this set of checkboxes, this state, so you can come back to it later. At this point, we can do the fit. Click on Do the Fit, and we see this graph displayed with the overall fit progress. Since the initial guesses were very good, it shouldn't take very long to fit, and it doesn't. And we see the results of the fit here. And at the top, we see the results of the coefficients for the SANS data set, and the coefficients and their errors, and then which coefficients were linked. The second data set is the USANS data set, and we can see that volume fractions are very similar, indicating there's not much difference in absolute scale between the data sets. And we get the final radius, polydispersity, and incoherent background for both data sets.